Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now we're going to go back to Dermot Williams, the managing director of the IT security firm Threatscape. You were telling us, Dermot, about this Heartbleed bug. I was asking you, in its simplest terms, what is it and how worried we should be?
Well, it's a piece of software that's used inside a lot of popular web servers and therefore provides protection for your connection to them so that your data is encrypted. Unfortunately, it appears that for about the last 2 years, the versions of the software being released included a bug that would allow an attacker who discovered this bug to get a little bit of memory back from the web server more than they're supposed to, which might contain confidential information, such as the encryption key for decrypting data or even usernames and passwords.
So what might this bug reveal to hackers, let's say, you know, hackers or a malicious government for that matter?
Yeah, some of the most popular websites out there rely on software like the Apache web server, which runs more than half of the websites on the internet. These websites could have been compromised and people may have accessed data from Yahoo, for instance, which is extremely popular. It's only a small window, though, of risk, because only for the last 2 years has this bug been in the software. And a lot of websites still run older version of the software, or they may now be running the very newest version. So only those websites running the software in the last 2 years may have been compromised, and only if somebody discovered this bug before the good guys found it this week and fixed it, which we have no idea if that happened or not.
Have I any way of securing myself until I become a victim?
Well, the advice being given to people is that while the risk is very small that your password or some other confidential information may have been obtained from one of the websites you are accessing, now would be a good time to follow the normal prudent IT security advice of changing your password regularly. So if you haven't changed your password in a while and you're using some of the popular websites that may have been compromised, change your password now.
How many people, have you ever done any, or have any of the organisations gathered any data on how many people actually follow that advice? Because it reminds me of how we're all told, you know, to change, to shop around for secure, for insurance or for health insurance or for banking or for gas or utilities and so on, and people don't.
Unfortunately, when it comes to online security, people can be very lax. And a very popular US website was hacked last year, and the passwords for millions of users were downloaded and analyzed by the attackers, who then put it online. And they found that something like one in every 10 users were using 1234 as their password, and another large percentage were using the word password as their password.
Right. Now, we've spoken before about bugs and about security breaches. People this time talking about Armageddon, that it could possibly have such a widespread impact. What do you think?
Well, what's happened is that the OpenSSL software is what's called open source software. It's contributed by people freely on the internet who work together to generate free software. And because it's free, it's therefore used widely in a lot of products. So the risk is that it's like a monoculture. It's used so widely that so many websites may have been affected. But I think some of the headlines that have come out have been a little bit alarmist. There's only a small number of versions of the software affected. Only a small number of websites, therefore, may be at risk. And we don't know whether an attacker did or didn't know about this before the problem got fixed, because there's a bit of an arms race. Now the attackers know what the problem is. They're certainly trying to find websites to exploit, but they may not have been doing it before this week.
All right.
But we just don't know.
We should take the precautions you outlined to us. Change our passwords. Dermot, thank you very much. Dermot Williams there from Threatscape.